I firmly believe that God sends us the right person at the right time with the right message. I'm willing to bet maybe you have experienced this, that God sends you the right person when you are very sad, when you're downtrodden, sends you the right person who puts a smile on your face at the right time with the right message. You know, this weekend in theaters throughout the country, there's a film called Cabrini that has released. It's about Mother Frances Xavier Cabrini, one of our Catholic saints, Saint Frances Xavier Cabrini. My church actually has a stained glass window of Mother Cabrini. And I'm willing to bet that as Catholics and Christians, people of all faiths, that as they go to the theaters this weekend, and as they will in days to come, and they watch Cabrini, that maybe through this movie, God is sending them the right person at the right time with the right message. That Mother Cabrini might become a person that they turn to so often in their life, that she will intercede for them, that they will be inspired by words or something of that nature, that from the film itself. I know for myself, I have experienced this in my own life. God sending the right person at the right time with the right message. It happened to me academically. The right person, right time, right topic. I was wanting to write a paper on Mary and the Eucharist for a conference, and I went to the library that I do all my research at. I pulled books off the shelf. I was taking pictures of pages. I'm like, okay, I guess this is what I'll write on. But then I changed my mind. I changed my topic. Because when I pulled off a book on the spine, it said Christ in me. I thought, oh, Mary had Christ in her. Maybe this is about Mary and the Eucharist. It's right in this area on the bookshelf. I pull it off and I open it up. It's by a Jesuit priest named Father Daniel Lord. Father Lord was quite popular in the early 1900s. He dies in the 1950s. And so Father Daniel Lord wrote this book, Christ in Me. I open to the table of contents, and there are about 10 or 12 meditations about Mary and the Eucharist. It was a meditation book meant for after communion, how we can meditate after receiving Holy Communion. In that moment, I decided that I was going to look at the theological themes in Father Daniel Lord's book, Christ in Me, his Eucharistic Marian Meditations. Father Daniel Lord has become a lifelong companion. That was way back in 2017. I continue to read things from him. I pulled off a book just recently, and actually, I have it right here, called The Passion for His Passion Forever by Father Daniel Lord. And this is a book I want to read in these next few weeks of Lent to see what Father Lord has to say about the Passion, person that I turn to time and again and revisit his writings and works. God sent him at the right time with the right message, and he's become a lifelong pursuit of interest for me. There's another Jesuit that I was very interested in. His name, Father Willie Doyle, an Irish Jesuit. He was a World War I chaplain. And so, Father Willie Doyle, there's a tribute page on Twitter or X, and a priest from Ireland tweets out quotes or passages every day from Father Doyle. I followed the page, was inspired by them. And I contacted the priest. I said, hey, I would love to chat with you, do a podcast episode with you about Father Willie Doyle. We had an amazing, incredible conversation. I was so moved by what he shared as I got to know more about Father Willie Doyle that I said, I'm going to go over to Amazon. I'm going to buy his letters right away. And I did. And I started reading them during Lent. And really, God sent me the right person at the right time, Lent, with the right message for me. Because as I've been reading these letters, what I've found in the writings of Father Willie Doyle are simple reminders for me and my priestly life and my priestly ministry. Things maybe I've taken for granted, perceptions that I've created, that Father Willie is helping to change. So God sent this messenger to me. In our readings at Mass this weekend, we hear in the first reading from Chronicles that this historical book, that God sent messengers to Israel at certain times, and the author names Jeremiah. Well, we know that there are four major prophets, there are 12 minor prophets. God raised up these prophets. They're the right person at the right time to give a message to a people that had gone astray, to call them back to faithfulness to God. The right message. God sends these messengers. Really, I think you could say John 3:16, our gospel today. We hear it too. In John 3:16, this infamous scripture passage that is written on boards, on signs at football games, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that those who believe in him might not perish, but have eternal life. That this passage, what's it telling us? That God the Father, at the right time, sent his son Jesus, the right person, with a message to a people. He proclaimed the gospel. That God the Father sent Jesus at the right time so that he could teach about the kingdom of heaven, that he could heal the sick, that he could die on the cross, that his message would go out to all the world, and we today, as his followers, would still be listening and living his messages and his teachings. God sent him at a right time in salvation history so that his message would still remain relevant all these years later. I believe that God sends us these messengers and these messages in our life, that we just need to have a greater awareness, open eyes and open ears for these messages and these messengers. Could happen by reading a book like it has for me and research and with Father Willie Doyle. Could happen, maybe you listen to Catholic radio, relevant radio, EWTN radio. You're listening to the station, the host or maybe a guest says something and it's the right message that you need to hear at the right exact time. Can't tell you how many times on the radio I've become introduced to some of these holy men and women, like Father Al Schwartz, for example, Venerable Al Schwartz, from a radio interview. And then I read his biography. Powerful stuff. God sending the right person at the right time with the right message. Could happen too, you know, you're listening to the radio and maybe there's a song that comes on. Whether it's a contemporary Christian music station or country or rock or whatever, but maybe there's a lyric in that song that you're listening to. You're like, oh my word, that's what I needed to hear right now. This is God alive and active, sending messengers and messages into our life. Perhaps what we need are open ears to listen and open hearts to receive these messengers and their messages.